sidewalk planks. It cracks about that wide. Mm-hmm. And I almost fell with that bucket of eggs, and if I had, my mama tore me up.
She would have.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Twice a week, right up and down this road, right through the wood, and I came through the wood by myself for as much as $100 here.
Oh.
And my corset cover with a safety pin right here. And my father helped to make the road through the hills.
He did.
And he was over 70. He was 75 years old. And there was three niggers attacked him one afternoon, and he come through them woods all those years. And me and my mother, we'd be together sometimes, but most of the time, a lot of the times I'd be by myself. Mm. And you didn't hear of people being attacked and hurt and beaten, bruised up, and women being attacked like they are now. I wasn't frightened a bit.
Mm-hmm. In those days.
And then if I came through the woods horseback, well, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. Somebody got after me, I'd sure outrun him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, you'd outrun him?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's really... Well, I forgot to ask you. You were telling me that you were married once when you were 19.
Yeah, I've been married twice.
Yeah. And now, who was that first husband? Now, where was he from?
He was born and raised in Arkansas.
Uh-huh, he was.
Yes, ma'am.
And then Mr. was the one that was from Mississippi,
yes,
right?
Ma'am. Yes, mm-hmm. Ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, how old was Mr. when he died?
79.
Uh-huh. And, now, was it after you married that you changed to the...
Yes, ma'am.
Was Mr. the Methodist?
Yes, at first, when he was in Mississippi, he was a Methodist.
But then...
Then after he came here and I went from the Episcopal Church to the Baptist Church, he joined the Baptist Church the same time I did. Mm-hmm.
So you met him here then? He went to
yes,
school
ma'am.
There,
they had came from Mississippi and brought them a farm just south of where I lived.
Oh, I see. And
Mr. his father never married anymore.
Oh.
The Archer was a baby 13 months old, and he never married anymore. And he and his father batched when he was 8 years old. He went to the farm, his grandmother taking care of him from a 13 month old baby till he was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. Then his father taking him out in Mississippi. He had two big farms out there, his father did, and taking him to the farm when he was a little fella, and he's farmed all of his life until we was moved out too close to what they call, well, at Pine Tree, had that government reserve out there, and then he went to work on it when it first started. You remember the WPA?
I've heard of it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he went to work on this reserve out there at Pine Tree, and I sold 160 acres of land there.
Oh, I see.
And that's where the pool, where that came from. Well, it's a big pool there, and they got it all cleaned up. And now there's what they call the old military road. It's paved now from Brinkley back this way to Colt Way, where we used to live. Now it's be high paved highway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
And one thing I
knew. Well, when he stopped, quit farming, he went to work on this work and worked for the government for 20 years.
Oh, he did?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Well, the boys farmed after we moved there, after I bought the 160-acre farm. Mm-hmm. The boys farmed until they got to where they didn't get nothing out of farming, and they quit and went to public work, but he still worked on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we lived real close to this place.
I don't know if I asked you, when did you finally move to Forest City? Actually, into town.
Into town, 13 years ago.
Oh, just 13 years
ago? Yes, 13 years ago, I lived in Forest City, yes.
Yeah, and where did you move in to Forest City from?
Cold.
Cold.
Or Pine.